Was part of South London punk band Johnny Moped, who also had, amongst others, Captain Sensible within their ranks. Then our artist tonight joined the short-lived The Moors Murderers, another punk band who were together for just under a year. They caused controversy before they even played anything by naming themselves after the perpetrators of the Moors Murders. That was Ian Brady and Myra Hindley, who between 1963 and 65 murdered five kids. So maybe it's little wonder the band's lifespan was going to be short. But they had an interesting lineup. The band was founded in 77 by Steve Strange, who was on lead vocals, later to be in Visage. Tex Doherty was on bass. They had Topper Hedden, who is a masterful drummer. He was sort of on loan from The Clash at the time and swapped drumming responsibilities with Vince Ely, who went on to be drummer in the early days of the Psychedelic Furs. And then there was Mark Ryan, a.k.a. The Kid, who was a member of Adam and the Ants. So it was quite a lineup. But after the Murderers disbanded, our artist tonight headed off and formed The Pretenders. Yes, tonight's new album of the month is Stockholm by Chrissy Hynde. And as there isn't a title track, let's have a listen to this track, Like in the Movies. In the Movies, Chrissy Hynde. That's from our new album of the month, first track up this evening, Like in the Movies. Now, depending on which reviewer you read, which critique you go through, They're going to tell you that this album could be another Pretenders album. Not sure that I agree with that. There could be a couple of tracks on there. It's one of those things. I mean, her voice is pretty recognisable by now to most of us who've been listening to the radio over a number of years. And sometimes it seems like it doesn't matter which musicians you put with her, you could say it's a Pretenders album because of her very distinctive voice. However, there's a number of tracks on this album that I reckon is just Chrissy Hynde with some excellent musicians playing with her. And this one in particular is one that it would test me. If you played this blindfold to me, I'd probably have to think a few times before I came up with this being Chrissy. But this is next track up. It's called Tourniquet Cynthia Ann, and it's just a little bit different.
Spin me a yarn and draw me inside. If you make me believe, I will come to you. Tell me a lie and string me along. Put your hands on my eyes and hold tight when you pin me down, oh so tight, by my phantom wrists. Tourniquet, stop the bleeding. The arms that held him, now they're gone. Promise me hope and help me to cope with this town of nine gates in its final throes. Bring me supplies of blankets and hides. Put me into old newspaper clothes. Turn me out to the field and untie me. Tourniquet, stop the bleeding. The arms that held
is that Tourniquet Cynthia Ann. That's the second track off the new album of the month, Stockholm, by Chrissy Hynde. And as I mentioned, there's mixed reviews or comments from various reviewers, although one consistent comment is about this being her debut album, which is a comment disputed by Len Camerta in his review in Consequence of Sound. Len reckons that the majority of reviews for the album will spend a fair amount of time going on about how this is her first solo album, and he's spot on, because most of the reviews I looked at were doing just that, and the opening paragraph was extolling the fact that this is her first solo album and how come it's taken so long for her to get this done. Technically though, it isn't, but that depends on how you define a solo album. If it's an album other than original surviving Pretenders, then Stockholm would be her third solo album, because she's now the only constant from 1978 when the band was put together. So since crediting the former of the Pretenders was more out of contractual obligation, could easily be argued Hynde's actual solo debut arrived nearly 25 years ago. I don't know, who cares really. This is definitely her on her own with, as I said, some great musicians. So as Len says, let's just call it what it is, which is Chrissie Hynde's first album under her own name, which is fantastic. Now, the Stockholm, the name for the album, comes not only because that's where she recorded it, but also because the production work on this and a number of co-writing of songs is by Peter Bjorn of John's Bjorn. Oh, sorry. Peter Bjorn and John, which is Bjorn Yttling or Whiteling. I have no idea what the Scandinavian pronunciation would be to get that correct. So his work on this, which apparently just came after a brief-ish meeting between the pair of them, and they thought, look, we could probably collaborate and do something quite nice, which I think they have on this album. It's rather lovely. And it is one of those ones, again, that, you know, you play it a few times and you just kind of go, oh, I like that, and songs stick, as they often do. So let's hear another couple of tracks off this album. Sweet Nothing coming up, followed by House of Cards.
Don't you be a such a baby, mad to me. I don't mean maybe. Forever, forever, forever nothing. Forever, forever. Sweet nothing. My standards are such, I don't expect much. Just show up roughly when you say, the bar I measure up to. I'm good with okay. I'm good with okay. Oh, don't you be such a baby. Man up to me. I don't mean maybe. Forever, forever, forever. Nothing. Forever, forever. Sweet nothing. Ooh, ooh. I don't need a lie to see your other side. You can save it for your solo album. I don't even need the truth. I'm not a spy or a sleuth. I'm in love with a bomb. I'm in love with a bomb, baby. Well, don't you be such a baby. Mad to me. I don't mean maybe. Forever, forever, forever. Nothing. Forever, forever. Sweet nothing. Ooh. Sweet nothing.
Is that for an abrupt ending? House of Cards there, and before that we had Sweet Nothing. It's two more tracks off my album of the month, which is Stockholm by Chrissy Hind, and there's going to be some more coming up right here on Waiheke Radio.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
I assume that you are in pajamas, lying on a comfortable bed or couch. You have turned out all bright lights, leaving the room in semi-darkness. You're lying on your back, your arms and legs straight. Now, close your eyes.
Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. Tripped out music for the discerning head.
Just to feel real.
Thanks to AJADS for sponsoring In a Mellow Tone. Music from the jazzy side of life every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. For great Indian food, dining in or takeaway, see Kieran and the team at AJADS Restaurant, 2 Karora Road, Oniroa, or call 372-2588.
I'd like to thank Paul at Waiheke Auto Valley for sponsoring our show, The Lost Highway, Fridays, 7 till 9 p.m.
Take the hassle out of keeping your car clean and go to Waiheke Auto Valley, 33 Tahi Road alongside Waiheke Waff Centre. Whether it's a simple wash or a showroom finish, Waiheke Auto Valley will keep your car gleaming. Thanks, Paul.
Yes, indeed. And a big thanks to all our sponsors for help keeping us on air. Much appreciated. In fact, I had my car valid at Paul's just the other day. Did an absolutely cracker job. So thanks, Paul, if you're listening. It was a fantastic job. Now, you're listening to Waiheke Radio 88.3 and 107.4 FM. And it's a new show that we've got on a first Saturday of each month from 7 till 8 o'clock. A new album on a Saturday night, which is where I'll be playing a new album on a Saturday night. And tonight it is Stockholm by Chrissy Hind. And those of you who may have listened to her over the years, what did she start? 78, 77, 76. So that's what, nearly 40 years. Wow. She's never been one really to follow trends, types, hype and all that kind of stuff. She's played with some of the just some phenomenal musicians, so members that would become part of the Clash, the Damned. She played with Cher, Clapton, Kinks, UB40. How did they get in there? Even Frank Sinatra. So she's got absolutely no reason to need to follow trends or follow the hype or do what other people think she should do. She just keeps doing her thing, and she also keeps chucking in unusual guests. Which is also done on this album. So Neil Young appears on a track, Down the Wrong Way, and it was Neil that inducted her, well, not her, but the Pretenders, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 9 years ago now. And also on the Stockholm album, this is one way from left field, or right field, depending on your political leanings. Tennis legend John McEnroe plays guitar on a track called A Plan Too Far. And that, it is an unusual appearance. Apparently it came about when Hind, trying to impress her producer, who is a huge tennis fan, As you just kind of threw into the conversation, oh, well, of course, I know John McEnroe. So next it was Approve It. So up popped John. And it's possible his playing adds more novelty than innovation to the track, but who cares? It's McEnroe. The guy won 7 singles Grand Slams. That's 4 major tennis tournaments in the same year. And 9 men's doubles Grand Slams, a mixed doubles Grand Slam, and hundreds of other tournaments. A legend on the tennis court, and he does a pretty good job on guitar, I'd have to say. And you can find out for yourself. So we're going to hear A Plan Too Far. That's got John McEnroe in it. And then we'll follow that up with Down the Wrong Way, featuring Neil Young.
Alley in the dotted hills were
tails off gorgeously. No points for guessing that Down the Wrong Way was a track that Neil Young featured on. He ferried even right from the word go. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, you just know, here comes the man. What a track. That's the first time I've heard that track. Very nice. I like that. And she does that so well, that style of song. That's a cracker. And A Plan Too Far before that, and that was featuring... who was it? John McEnroe, that's right. You gotta be kidding. That's the man on guitar on that one. And pretty good effort on that as well. Effort, says me very condescendingly. It was a great job on that. Now, some reviews of the Stockholm album as I was plundering the internet, having a look at some various things. Everything from the Fokitani Beacon to what else was I looking at? NME, Rolling Stone, lots of other stuff. And Amazon.UK. There's about 12 reviews on Amazon.UK, and I'm pretty sure everyone gave him a 5-star. Gave him as in the album and her as in Chrissie Hynde 5 stars for this album. Everybody else in the music magazines were of mixed feeling. Jeremy Allen, amongst them, from NME, who is saying, having become a household name as singer of The Pretenders, it may come as a surprise 3.5 decades later to discover this is Chrissie Hynde's first solo album. Possible contentious comment there. 11 slickly produced AOR offerings made with the assistance of Bjorn Nytling of Peter, Bjorn and John. He goes on to say, Down the Wrong Way and Dark Sunglasses, so we just heard Down the Wrong Way, and Dark Sunglasses, which will be coming up, are 60s drive time radio throwbacks with a touch too much sheen, with only the beguiling In a Miracle coming close to classic. So In a Miracle's coming up as well. I'm not sure I classed Down the Wrong Way as 60s drive time radio. I don't remember drive time radio being like that in the 60s. But I do love this lyric from Dark Sunglasses. Yeah, you had a go at sleeping in the van, but you couldn't let it go too far. Now you've got a pension plan and your name's on the insurance and you can drive another woman's car. It's a belter. Anyway, Mr. Allen reckons when it comes to the album, like the syndrome named after the titular city, you'll fall for these tunes with repeated exposure. He goes on to say, oh, I think that's quite correct too. It is one of those, some of these I'm hearing for the first time, some it's maybe the second time through, and definitely do a grow on you. Was that Rose's Chocolates grow on you? I can't remember. Anyway, grow on you. But Jeremy Allen goes on to say, but you'll live without them once you're free from them too. I would venture to suggest that would go for any particular song ever created, that you can live without them once you're free from them. However, the man may have a point, who knows? But what we're going to do is hear the rest of Dark Sunglasses, given he reckons this is also a 60s drive time radio style, but let's find out.
Should lack, not reverting back to type. Never mind, you lost your nerve. Yeah, you had a go at sleeping in the van, but you couldn't let it go too far. Now you got a pension plan, and your name's on the insurance, and you can't drive another. Charities and such, like a debutante from days gone by. Shaving where a tie isn't sacrificing much. You lucky guy, you can still get high. A yes or no, sir, Sunday will be there. You only have to please that lady. Think anything you like, but be careful what you say. For another warm night, another dry day. A kind of sunglasses.
is Chris Knox coming to you almost live from Waiheke Radio.
Fire. The Beat Boutique with Lisa B. Electronica and deep, dark, dirty house music. Playing fresh beats, old school tunes and early influences. The Beat Boutique on Waiheke Radio. Every Thursday from 7 to 8pm.
Yes, and right now you're listening to the new album on a Saturday night show, going through till 8 o'clock when it's Kiwi Az with Chris. And yes, and the album of the month tonight is Chrissie Hynde and Stockholm. Sorry, I've distracted myself. I was kind of going, okay, thinking about something else for a moment. Yes, the last track we heard was Dark Sunglasses. I like that one. That was my first time hearing that. And I might go along and thinking that was had some may have a bit of a drive time 60s connotation to it. Nice one though, I did enjoy that. So next review I was having a look at came out of the Rolling Stone, Nick Catucci, not sure the pronunciation. However, Nick was saying 30 plus years into her career and on her delicate and sexy solo debut, she does decompress. No idea what that means. In a Miracle, which is a track coming up, sounds like Amy Mann after a warm bath. Where did they get these from? But Hynde can still flash her blade in the reverb slashed A Plan Too Far. She busts one tedious guy down to a hilariously blunt double entendre. You're as consistent as a weather vane cock. And we just heard that in A Plan Too Far. Well, a few tracks back. And he was right about the reverb in A Plan Too Far. That was pretty impressive in that. So let's find out if he's right about In A Miracle sounding like Amy Mann after a warm bath.
If you can't understand understand why a castle that's made out of sand washes into the sea. Then try saying this love's meant to be. Then try saying this love's meant to be.
Nice. In America, well, there, Chrissie Hynde off her Stockholm album. And if you want to know what Amy Mann sounds like after a warm bath, then check out any tracks you can find from Boston New Wave band Till Tuesday. That was one of the first bands she was in. She then had a pretty lengthy solo career and has just recently, in a matter of the past few months, teamed up with Ted Leo to form a duo called The Both. And they've just released an album last month, in fact. But it's fallen outside of that four-week time frame before the first of the month, so it didn't qualify for being in the album of the month selection. Now, the last review that we had a look at, or I had a look at, to do with this album came from The Guardian, Dave Simpson. Not all tracks hit the spot, and some of her edge has been dulled by Studio Sheen, but the album is bookended by two songs from her top drawer. The Phil Spector-esque You or No One has a chorus that erupts like a melodic geezer. It's like reading a description of a wine bottle. While the sublime Adding the Blue comes from the same mine of wistful gold that produced the likes of I Go to Sleep, she's still got it. So we might as well play the two bookends to end tonight's show. So let's go out with You or No One, followed by Adding the Blue.
Lonely hearts been yearning. The skies above been turning. Feels like the universe just grew. Ah, I waited for so long. Ah, I've waited for so long. Just wanna be with you.
everybody's asking, where did you go? This was gonna be my masterpiece. The paint's not even dry yet. Oh no, I could trace the outline of a shadow. I need blood and breath. Mix my colors. Where did you go after you promised me a portrait? Took off your old clothes, held a pose, brought in your arms, your hands and veins and fingers and your old lips, your broken nose, on your eyes. So just stare into the distance, please don't move. Whatever you do, while I'm not in the blue. I know I'm not Monet or Van Gogh. I can't draw like S. Clay Wilson. But you're inside this brush that drips with red. I can't draw from memories or photos. I need blood and breath. But you left me nothing. Where did you go after you promised me a portrait? Took off your old clothes, held a pose. In your arms, your hands and veins and fingers, and your lips, broken nose, on your eyes. So just stare into the distance, please don't move. Yesterday, take this cage and throw it away. Fill the holes and sand the wall. You will never hear it all. The warmth where someone never asked it. The promises were never honored. The smell of human sweat and tears. A passing thought, a passing ears. Little baby, where did you go? After you promised me a portrait, took off your old clothes, you held a pose, drawn in your arms, your hands and veins and fingers, and your lips, broken nose, on your eyes. So just stare into the distance, please don't move.
Very nice. Adding the Blue, Chrissie Hynde off the new album of the month, Stockholm. And I'll give Dave Simpson a big tick, Guardian UK. I think he was on the money there. Very Phil Spector-esque that year, no one. Fabulous sound on that. And Adding the Blue, it was very wistful. not quite the word I might have used, but it was an absolute belter. Thoroughly enjoyed the first time I heard that. That was very nice. So there we go. 11 tracks on the album. We've played 10. I might manage to squeeze the last one in just before we go. So that new album on a Saturday night, so 7 from 8, first Saturday of the month. And for July, we had Stockholm, Chrissie Hynde, So as I said, just under 38 minutes. No, I didn't say that. I said it was 11 tracks, didn't I? Just under 38 minutes long. I don't know. When I kind of added it all up and I looked at it, I thought, oh, mate, that's a bit short. I'm kind of going back to the old days of the, if you were under 50 minutes, you were kind of screaming, I want my money back. So 38 minutes is not that long for an album for me. And it's got a DPM rating, that's dollars per minute. This goes back to my my ethnic background. A dollars per minute rating of 2.11. So what that means is you pay $2.11 for every minute of album time. Worth it, I'm sure you'll be the judge of that. And I reckon even though it is only sort of 38 minutes long, I suspect 2.11's not bad value on this particular album. And I'm sure as I listen to it a few more times, there'll be a couple of favourites that will come out of that. Anyway, I'll have another new release album first Saturday of next month. Stay listening to Waiheke Radio 88.3, 107.4. Coming up is Kiwi Az with Chris. Fabulous show, hour and a half of Kiwi music. And I will have time to fit in the 11th track of Stockholm by Chrissie Hynde, You're the One. I'll be back next month. Bye now. You're the one. You're the one.